So are you just going to ask me questions and I can answer it and then we'll go from there? And you can edit out anything that makes me look stupid or if I say something really messed up that needs to be gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk about how much we hate Scott guys.
This is my tickle.
I want to.
How are you doing, people?
Wake up, feel fine, grab my baggies off the clothesline. I want to wake up, restore, thinking back on the night before. I said yeah, then I did it. Having
it
not a
feels
second
like a rape
thought.
Dungeon in here.
Oh, I know exactly what he tastes like.
I said yeah, then I did it. La 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 la.
Just your mic, homie.
No, 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 no. You cannot buy the beer. Beer!
Close your eyes.
No, 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 no. I always blame the beer.
Okay, here's the show.
Charlie, you gonna start this off or what?
Hey, hi.
I can't do this. I'm going to be eating.
Episode number 49 of Adjust the Mic.
So who's your player?
I don't know. 49.
Who's 49? BJ, we're putting you on the spot.
Oh, it's going to be some kind of fullback, I'm sure.
Yeah, I honestly...
We're going to have to Google this.
50's David Robinson. Can I just jump to that one?
It's not episode 50 yet. You can't use episode 50.
Slow down.
Now you're going to make me work harder... I'm going to have to edit this show more because I got to cut that out. I can't be letting...
Yeah, you're eating a cupcake and drinking alcohol. You're going to be all right.
It's the only one I was going to get right.
I don't know, man. Mitchell Kelsing.
Oh.
I don't know who that is. BJ, you know who that is?
Mitchell Kelsey?
Kelsing.
That's a bad start to the show with that name.
Yeah.
What the fuck is Mitchell Kelsey?
Somebody out there listening is going, God damn Mitch. I remember him.
Mitchell Kelsey, man.
He's a beast.
That's a creative player.
Like, I want to see a Netflix series on where that motherfucker is right now.
Yeah. Anyways, we got the hostess with the mostest, as always. Scott.
Well, howdy there, everybody. Is that good?
Is that what you're going with now, the howdy?
I don't know. I'm trying.
Like, that's going to stick?
Like, I've tried. That's the third time.
That's pretty bad.
It's been really bad each time, but for some reason, I can't think of anything better.
And to my left is Brent, the meat master.
What's up, meat master?
Hello, hello, hello.
And then next to him is Colleen.
Mine's better than hello, 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 I think. Howdy.
I don't know.
No.
Hi, Colleen.
Hi.
I don't know. Damn it.
And to my right, finally.
This is a big deal, you guys.
In Brevard County.
I can't even believe it's here.
Is Mr. BJ.
Hicks.
I didn't know I was supposed to have a catchphrase.
Is there like a cheering? Hold on.
That was it. You just did it.
Yeah.
You just did it.
Nobody told me.
Oh, my gosh. What?
I kind of made it happen there, didn't I?
You did.
That was special. I made a good thing.
It was special. Nobody's ever gotten that.
I'm really proud of you,
gotta
Scott.
I got to adjust that. I got to make it better. But
where's Joe?
That was good. He's outside because he's panicking because his children are swimming in water.
He's helicopter dad?
That's really what's happening. He just admitted it to me outside.
Yeah. Aw.
You guys just do this. My kids are in the water and I'm panicking. Pretty much.
I understand. I would.
In Joe's way of acting like there's no problem at all, that's what's the real story.
He said he was going to buy a $50 bottle of barbecue sauce out there. He said he's
I think
on a Facebook
revolted. He wants to be paid to do two shows in one day.
What is this $50 barbecue sauce?
I don't know. He said
he is out there. He did tell me about some white truffle butter. I mean sauce.
White truffle barbecue sauce.
There's some black truffle butter, some white truffle butter, and some caramel truffle butter. You can get all three of them for $54.99 or something like that. I think it's truffle butter.
You're kind of
slurring. But then there's the truffle oils and the hot sauces that you could get that I was telling you should probably gear towards. You don't want to start off with the butter. You want to get sauce first.
Okay.
And then you heat it up to the butter.
Oh, we got to do a shout out. We got to do a shout out to Kathy.
That's
for
ridiculous.
Can we shout Kathy out?
I'm going to cut
Hi,
that
Kathy.
Out. I'm not going to use any of that.
Hi, Kathy. Where's the mic, Kathy? She's unprepared. That is true.
Hi, Charlie.
Hi. Thank you for the cupcakes.
I warned them that
you're
if I'm going to drink, I'm just going to be stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, they did ask me to come on here, so.
Right.
Stupid. Yeah.
Scott's going to eat a cupcake filled with liquor.
It's a peanut butter whiskey shot cupcake.
Yeah.
I'm just going to watch you eat that.
Oh, man.
I'm not going to lie, BJ. Seeing you come in this house made me so happy.
You want some of our Biscoff cookie butter?
Oh, my God. Have you had it? The cookie butter?
Is that the stuff Joe won't eat?
Yes.
Yeah. It's so good.
It's amazing.
Don't do it, man.
He's so weird.
Don't do it.
I trust Chuck.
Kathy's going to make cupcakes with it.
Don't do it. You'll be buying. it's addicting.
No.
Scott's slurring his words a little bit already.
I just like this Scott right now.
Let me talk more.
No, you're happy Scott right now.
That's a good drink, right?
Yeah, what's the drink? What do you guys got going on?
Woodford Reserve.
What is that?
It's like a ginger honey. Like they call it a mule mix or something.
Moscow Mule.
But it's got that honey and ginger. And then I use it's a red. It's called Red Rock. It's a real spicy ginger ale.
It is. I do taste spice.
And it mixes perfectly with all like that little combo.
It's honestly the smoothest drink I've ever had.
It's really good, right? Like if I had a bar, that'd be my shit.
It makes my mouth
well,
happy.
Well, I mean, you got a bar right there.
And that's why it's my shit here.
Yeah, that's good. You got a bar.
You're
good, man.
I do have a
you
bar.
You fucking made it.
Hey, Titusville people, you know who else is sitting at the bar right now? Jill Klein. Jelly Bean.
Oh,
yep.
Shit.
Say hi, Jill.
Like, no joke.
Come on, Jill. You
got
to do it.
We got a bar mic. We do have a bar mic. Y'all
can
use it.
I was so excited to see Jill walk in the door. I felt so bad.
Let's make sure it works.
Hi, Jill.
I think she's like an Uber driver or something. She just picked me up at Cocoa
I know.
Beach.
BJ's like, I'll get an Uber there. And then he shows up with Jill. I'm like, Jill was your Uber driver?
Crazy.
He shows up with an entourage and shit. They're throwing like rose petals in front
that's
of
right.
him.
That's right.
As you walked in.
Oh.
None of that.
Jill, say hi. Oh, hello. You got to hold that up right to your mouth. Say hi.
Oh, Joe. Shit, Joe.
don't mess with him like that.
That was awesome. They're out of the pool?
Is it even on? I can't even hear you.
Press the button.
Is there a button on there?
Yeah, you got to turn it on.
Now say hi.
There you go.
Hello.
Yay, there's Jill. Listen, I've known Jill since like the sixth grade. Go way back.
All right, so we're not going to talk for 5 minutes and just talk and tell us everything about you.
Anyway.
Yeah, let's hear about
Jill. So, no, really though, BJ is here and everyone that we grew up with in Titusville, Port St. John area knows who BJ is. He moved away and now we get to visit with him.
He left us.
I'll try and come back and say hi.
Yeah, I don't blame you, man. Get
Do
out.
You like it better here or wherever you're at right now? I know you're up in Georgia.
I'm always looking to go somewhere new.
Dude, he was telling me about his Hawaii. Just like,
I just go
to Hawaii and I'm just going to live here for a year.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
No kids, never married.
That's awesome,
like that.
Man.
I went to Cocoa Beach like 2 months ago.
I haven't been out to Titusville in a very long time.
I went to Ron John's.
It's bad.
It was fucking awesome.
I think I bought comic books in like Orlando once.
Yeah, I went to Melbourne.
A couple years ago.
I went to Gideon's to get cookies. It's in Orlando.
We were up in Georgia. We go up to Georgia. We go up to, it's like north of Tallahassee, about 30, 40 miles. We got some land up there. A buddy of mine does, him and his family. And we all go up there and hang out and fish and all. I love it up in Georgia.
It's not.
Cops are pretty hardcore up there, though. Like, they're all over 95, man.
Oh, the highway patrol's a problem.
You cannot speed
in
Georgia,
Georgia,
bro. It's a problem.
They do not play around.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
We used to have to go drive to Kentucky to visit my mom. And that Georgia one, I'd get a ticket almost every time I'd go up, or Mac's wife, she'd get a ticket on the way back. We'd be cussing every time through Georgia, man.
Why do you not set the cruise control on just...
No, this was back, like, yeah, we had shitty cars. The cruise control didn't work on the Pontiac.
I think the worst was coming back from Michigan doing, like, was it 2-3 in the morning, something like that, we were driving through there.
We went straight from Michigan to here. It's like our trip was like, I was so over it. I'm like, just get me the fuck home.
I like those long road trips, but man, while I'm doing them, I fucking hate them.
Yeah.
When you get there and you're like, I've accomplished this shit, I'm happy.
I'm such a bad driver that he won't even let me drive at all. So like, he just drives the whole time. Like,
do you still speed?
You admit you're a bad driver?
Yeah, you can. You gotta pick
your
places.
I hate driving.
We took one trip to, I think, New Jersey or New York, and she drove for about an hour. Because I was supposed to be sleeping, and I was like, nope, can't do it, you know?
And this is through Georgia, where he's telling me, don't speed. You'll get a ticket. Don't speed. Yeah. Set the cruise control.
Scott's got fucking cupcake fingers now.
Dude, don't put your phone out.
It's so messy.
Oh, my God.
I'll go and hit your lip.
Will you look at me when you eat that? Like, stare at me when you eat that. Thank you. So Colleen is always on here talking shit about how good she is at fantasy football, but I found out. It was pretty much you.
Do you run her team for her? Is this exposed on our show?
You make sit, start, decisions and all that?
We found out she's she's crooked.
Yeah. This year, I did not need any help.
Are you part of the swamp?
Am I right? What? You even said it.
Fantasy swamp. Hashtag fantasy swamp.
BJ, I found out when she was like, Ezekiel McCaffrey is like the best running back. She didn't even know. She didn't even know people's names.
I hate you.
What the fuck's going on?
I am good at fantasy football. BJ knows it, and we help each other.
Colleen is you're a Giants fan.
You can't say anything. Yeah.
That's
got to like...
When your real life team is shitty, like, I'm a Steelers fan, and you know it was garbage last year, so fantasy football was really my only thing to watch.
Yeah. Juju,
Steelers,
man.
Steelers, they put out 5 championships in my era since Roethlisberger, right? 5?
No, not with Roethlisberger.
All time.
Not with Roethlisberger.
All time.
They got
all
5.
All time 5? How many years does Roethlisberger
have? They got 6. Steelers have 6.
Roethlisberger,
he's got
2.
2? Is it just 2?
2.
Yeah.
God, I thought it was more for some reason. No. Okay,
they beat the Cardinals with Kurt Warner. And then who do they beat? I don't even know.
I think it's only 1.
Yeah?
I don't think so.
Packers? Oh, no.
It might be the Packers. It might be the Packers.
Roethlisberger's got at least 2.
I'm pretty sure he's got 2.
He's got 2.
Yeah, it's at least 2. Yeah.
I like Big Ben because like, he doesn't take care of himself at all. Like you tell, he likes pills a little bit.
I appreciate that.
He's got
that
a reputation.
Like IPA beers and fucking.
like
he's an anti Tom Brady. He don't take care of himself.
The Steelers, man, if there was a way that they could have a HR department quell all these issues.
Well, that was AB, man.
I'm not blaming anybody.
Yeah, I am.
Like,
Antonio
the
Brown.
Talent-wise, if they kept that team with all that talent together in some way, they would be legit team.
Yeah.
It hurt my feelings. Look, we had...
They would be a little bit under the Dolphins, but they would be really good.
You know what I love the most
about
the Steelers?
What's in that cupcake?
Yeah. The Hines Ward... Whenever a quarterback would throw an interception, Hines Ward would murder them.
Headhunt.
The best linebacker in football.
One of the best wide receivers to have on your fantasy team.
Yeah, he's tough
like
as shit.
Every week he's going to get that 9 catches.
Yeah. Gold.
I hated that era of the Steelers because of the Patriots Steelers thing, but fuck, I loved Hines Ward.
Man.
Such a bad bitch, man. Yeah. Yep. Him and Harrison, Joey Harrison, was it? What's
defense?
Remember, James
Harrison.
James Harrison.
They've had running backs come out of nowhere, like Willie Parker, man. When Willie Parker came out, dude, he was a little beast, man. Yeah.
And then he turned into Fast Willie.
Willie Parker.
I liked him.
Yeah, I had him in fantasy
Freaking
football.
Freaking Bettis, dude. Remember when he had like 13 touchdowns and 13 yards?
Yeah.
You know? You remember that?
What made you become a Steelers fan?
Pops, man.
Yeah.
I had a Franco Harris jersey when I was like 3 years old. And that's what I watched games with him, and it was always Steelers.
That's badass. Yeah, he grew up in that era, the Steel Curtain and all that. He got to see all that when he was
younger. That's football. That's football. He'd be yelling at the TV.
It damn sure was.
Steelers fans, man, they don't play either.
They do not.
Yeah, I think Chad Cook tries to fight a lot of them.
No, Packer fans, bro.
Tennessee Titan, old Tennessee Titan fans,
74 years and older. Brent's fighting.
We witnessed him.
Brent's a Detroit Lions fan.
I respect that. Just say that out loud. That's cool.
Yeah.
Brent doesn't even know what it's like to have a championship.
You're a Lions fan.
We won the championship the year before the Super Bowl.
You have Barry Sanders. You have Barry Sanders and
Calvin Johnson.
Before it started counting.
That's it, man.
Dude, as a Dolphin fan, I can't even talk in this conversation. Like, you have to edit me out of this whole episode.
Yep.
Sports wise,
they're terrible.
It's that bad.
This is the year.
Dan Marino, I get to watch Dan Marino play, okay? And it was awesome. I get to watch him beat Chicago in the snow like my...
Gloria Estefan owns your team.
Bear fans, you know? And so I got to go to Soldier Field, you know? I got to see, Walter Payton play.
Right.
You know,
Singletary and all those guys.
And all that
kind
of stuff. So I love the Bears, too. I really do, as much as I fuck with Chad. But the Dolphins have done absolutely nothing... Other than have a couple good defenses.
You know what the best thing
they had Ricky Williams.
The best thing Dolphins ever did in free agency, they picked up Dante Culpepper instead of Drew Brees.
Like that just still to this day. Still to this day. It's like
so
that's
great,
the curse of Dan Marino.
It's so great.
We had Jay Fiedler, like we've had Chad Pennington that could throw like a 10-yard
pass. They're like, no, man, we're gonna go with this kid from UCF.
We haven't had anybody.
Yeah.
Like God, I hope this.
Randy Moss and Chris Carter made Dante Culpepper's arm.
Man.
And then he went to Miami. He was like, oh,
And then they just shed all their quality players this past year.
Yeah.
And then it goes really bad. But then all of a sudden, they just like start winning.
Yeah. So then you just get this hope.
No, so here's what happens. Now we have this false hope that we have this expatriate.
That's what they're going to do.
Ryan Flores. And now, like, Flores, we got these young Bucks. Devontae Parker played more than 2 games in a year. And all of a sudden, like, we're so happy, right? Like, things are looking up. We shed all these badass players, got all these draft picks, young guys. Yeah. We had a team on the uprise at the end of last year.
Yeah. Hey, hold on a sec.
We're going to win 4 games next year.
Hey, Joe.
That's what's going to happen.
Keep it down. If you're not going to be on the show, shut up.
Joe. You got this. Joe.
Damn.
That's going to be your new thing on the show. You just yell at people loudly. I know. You did that earlier, and it worked.
Hardcore shit.
The Dolphins this last year reminds me of Major League.
He's saying something bad about me.
Like when they were bad at the beginning, and they're like,
"Fuck you,
we're
Joe
just going to pull together
myself,
and we're going to win." Yeah. And then you guys just start winning, and everyone's like, "Whoa, look at this,
Willie Mays Hayes."
What's he saying, Kathy?
It's like Tua's going to get in there, get you guys like right to the playoffs. He's going to get hurt.
Yeah.
And then there it goes.
Tua, man. God, that scares the shit out of me.
I couldn't imagine.
And there's a lot of good quarterbacks, man. That's I don't know.
Yeah. That's.
I don't know how I feel about that. I think Patriots have Stidham.
Jared Stidham from Auburn. Who?
You guys know you're getting Lawrence next year.
Yeah. Bill Belichick ain't tanking.
There's
bro.
No way. He's got like 20 something draft picks. Come on.
Yeah.
I honestly thought he's getting that dude.
I always envisioned.
I'm gonna cut that. I gotta
no, envisioned.
It was one of those.
Yeah. Yeah. Say it again.
That's that cupcake talk right there.
Envisioned.
Yeah. There you go.
Did I do it?
A little bit.
Want me to do it again?
No. Go.
Envisioned.
You're good.
What'd you envision?
Brady and Belichick retiring together as Patriots.
Yeah, they should have.
And every year Rams people predicted that to happen, and it never happened.
Yeah.
And now Brady's in Tampa.
Brady's going to be talking shit
this year. You know, like all the Bucks fans are just so happy.
But don't you think it's a little
Gronk down
too good
now?
To be true?
They're not going to do good.
I expect them to be really good.
I think Matty Ice, man. I think
you got Mike Evans. Like,
fuck
you got
the Falcons.
You live in Falcon Country. Yeah.
Gurley's going to run shit there. They're going to run he's going to get hurt in
a
couple years, but they're going to run him wild.
A disappointment like they always are.
A couple years or a couple quarters?
No, he's going to play a couple years and he's going to ball out. And then
who wins that division? Tampa Bay, New Orleans, or Atlanta?
Tampa.
Breeze is coming back. New Orleans.
Tampa.
Man, I don't know.
Carolina.
Stop it.
Tampa.
Stop it.
I'm telling you.
Like, hey.
Watch them.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me, though. That division.
McCaffrey is a freak, but they have run him ragged the last 2 years.
That's what they're going to keep doing.
But I know, but he's one of the most physically fit players in the league, hands down.
He's a freak,
it's no
man.
Joke.
He's a freak.
But you can't run that many. Like, you're still a human being.
Yeah.
And you still have miles, you know.
I guess.
And how many is too many? Like, how many years? Like, I'm not saying that he might have 3 or 4 more of this.
Yeah.
Like, he really legitimately might. But does it eclipse Adrian Peterson?
That dude's still playing ball.
Nobody, yeah.
I feel like I was like 10 years old playing Nintendo 64 with Adrian Peterson.
Hold on. Yeah. So, hold on, B. Like, hold on,
I'm,
B.
I'm Marshall Faulk, man.
Frank Gore.
Right. Frank Gore,
did he just retire?
No, he's playing.
No.
He's still playing?
Yeah,
he just
signed.
Signed with the Jets.
Unbelievable.
He's 77 years old.
Something like it looks like.
And he ends up like starting for every team he goes to.
Yeah.
You know, somebody ruined Frank Gore for me. It was a friend. I won't say her name, but we all know her.
Yeah.
She calls me up one day watching the game. She's like, "You see Frank Gore run that touchdown?" I was like, "Yeah." She's like, "All I could look at was he doesn't wear a jock strap, and that thing was flopping."
Oh no!
So ever since I'm kind of like
she sounds like Scott.
So you look at his junk every time you watch.
I stare at it. I'm just like, damn!
Oh my god!
I can't watch it.
That's
it
why he's so humble. That's a humble dude, man. He's got big dick energy, man. It's a humble motherfucker.
I can't help but I'm like, damn. She said that one time. Every time since I see Frank Gore,
now I can't watch him play.
Yeah, now I'm gonna have to look.
You're welcome.
I've never even thought about looking there.
Dude, don't wear a jockstrap.
That's how he got the knee injury.
Twitter's gonna have a trending Frank Gore no jockstrap because of this.
That's how he got that knee injury.
Oh,
Jesus Christ!
I hope she listens to this show.
I hope she does too.
Oh, that's funny.
Tag her in it.
I really hope the Giants do better this year. I can't take it anymore.
Yeah, okay.
Now there's some fucking comedy for you.
I like
that little quarterback that they had last year, though.
Daniel Jones?
That little quarterback.
That little fella?
He, little fucker, was running.
Yeah.
What's weird is that we're going to have the coach.
When you get over 40, you call
the
little
fellas
even. They're a lot bigger than you.
Everybody's a kid to me.
Yeah.
You got who?
Jason Garrett's
offensive coordinator now.
Is our offensive coordinator.
Like, that's a down.
That dude's got...
That's all he does. That's all he does.
That dude's got Polaroids on somebody, man. How does he still have a fucking job?
Hey, maybe it'll work out.
He's really Jerry Jones' son.
He blew Jerry Jones once on the airplane.
I think it's going to work out.
With Epstein.
I think the Giants are going to take the division.
He didn't kill himself.
It was Netflix.
Hold on. Shh. You think the Giants are going to take the division, Colleen?
Well, we only have to be better than the Redskins.
Oh, that's a given.
And the Eagles, yeah, they might do all right.
What the Eagles are
fuck
take
is
it?
Up
the Cowboys
with the Redskins,
will
guys.
Be 8-8 like they are every year.
They're garbage
like,
from the
like,
top
I like
down.
Their coach. I like Gruden.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I like him. Like, I don't, he's not great, but he's a good coach overall. He cares about the players.
Who are we talking about?
I feel
about?
Like he's a decent enough
Jay
coach.
Gruden.
I thought
Jay
he got
Gruden.
Fired.
Jay Gruden's gone.
Is he gone?
Is he?
Yeah, last year.
Yeah, he's gone.
Did they fire him? I fucked that up.
They fired a bunch of people. Off.
No, don't edit it out.
There's going to be a lot of editing.
I need to stay. Here comes Joe. Joe, where are you going?
Eagles.
What are you doing?
I think a kid just walked to the back porch to get a drink. He wants to make sure he doesn't trip
Jill
into the
should
bowl.
Just sit in Joe's seat. And,
is your son drinking
she's
water?
She's a Patriot fan, too.
Yeah,
so.
Hey, Joe. Yeah, need
Jill,
yeah.
Go Patriots.
Come sit down, somebody.
We got some questions to ask you.
Joe's for not participating today. He didn't love us.
Freaking Joe.
Somebody sit down.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
What's that?
Oh, my God.
She's stuck.
That's awesome.
I would sit over there, but I don't want to be that close to his mic.
Yeah, I don't blame you. It's probably got some things on it.
So we were talking earlier. My brother works at a golf course in New Jersey. And it's a it's a exclusive club. They get athletes all the time, and he sends me a screenshot, and he's like, "Look who's golfing today," and it's Plexico Burress and OJ Anderson, both Giants players. And of course, I send that screenshot to you guys in the group, and then to BJ. And of course, the only comments I get back are like, "Oh, did he shoot himself?" You know? And I was thinking about, I was like, man, it sucks for him because Plexico Burress was such a good football player. He made the touchdown to beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl. But nobody remembers that.
Wasn't he
because
a Miami Dolphin
fucking
for a minute?
Shot himself in the leg.
He went from Steelers to Giants to, I think, Dolphins.
Yeah.
He was a Dolphin for a minute.
Yeah, he started with Steelers, man.
It just,
terrible.
I feel bad for the players with, that are like
when
that.
He first came into the league, he had like he had all the talent.
Yeah.
Like 10 touchdowns or
tall,
whatever one year.
Tall,
just like, just touchdowns like crazy. He's his own worst enemy. There's no other excuse.
So we started thinking about what players are
hell
like that.
A
like
player.
They just have right. a
didn't
you know.
Brandon Marshall, didn't he shoot himself too?
No. He's doing good. He was bipolar.
Yeah, but
they found out.
Yeah, but
really?
I thought
yeah.
he's who's
I could totally see
somebody
that
else that shot himself in the leg.
Well, JPP blew off his fingers.
Yeah, fireworks.
Fireworks.
Yeah.
That can happen to anybody. Leave him alone.
Lawrence Taylor became a crackhead.
He
was
but
a crackhead.
He's good.
He was
good
why
now.
He played.
He said
like,
he played
Lawrence,
with cocaine.
Lawrence
yeah.
Taylor
yeah.
It was a monster.
Talib. Aleek Talib
badass.
Shot himself.
Oh.
Started with the Bucks, went to the Patriots, went Denver.
I can see that.
He's always been a very vocal, like,
he's off chain, man.
Every team.
Yeah, he's off the chain.
He does.
But hey, he's been a part of good
I
defenses.
Love it.
Yeah.
Him and Crab was that him and Crabtree?
Crabtree,
dude, I love
that chain.
Fucking that's
chain.
So
Drake
good.
Debo,
love that shit, man.
Every time I hear that Crabtree, I think of that. Who was it that said that? He's like, "Fuck Michael Crabtree." Like,
hey,
on the air.
Crabtree was one of those guys.
I think it
ran
Richard Sherman.
He had
Sherman.
Talent.
Sherman, that's right.
He could play.
Always like almost there,
and he was almost man. Like he had some years where he was just stable. Fuck, like for
great number two
for Carr. Great fantasy player that year. Just could never put it together, man. I think he was a little soft. I think he let people get in his head. Sherman and
it's
them
tough,
found
yeah.
out.
It's they, tough.
They yeah, they punked him.
They found him
pretty
out.
Hard in the NFC Championship game one year.
But he put up numbers. And he caught a lot of balls, man.
They still got in his head, man. I think they punked him a little bit.
Devontae Parker's one of those guys too. Like I always thought he had the talent,
like
and
him,
he put like one or two games
yeah,
a year
he's
together.
Still young man.
Look at and he's a Louisville guy, so I've seen him play before. You know.
It's Louisville.
He's awesome.
Louisville. It's Louisville.
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 Just
Louisville.
To piss you off.
Just piss you off. It's Louisville.
Louisville. Louisville Cardinals, bro.
Here comes Joe again.
Freedom Hall.
This is the most we've he's ever talked about sports he's on this podcast.
He's never been more than like 6 inches from Joe. I don't think he trusts his
it's
kid
like
here.
It's like we're a sport podcast yeah, right now.
Just following him around.
I know. Are we losing listeners because of him? I don't give a fuck.
No,
we got we only got seven.
No, I think a lot of people like football.
Well, you know what I can't do? It. Hey, BJ, are you a basketball fan?
Since all this quarantine stuff, I downloaded the NBA 2K game.
Yeah.
And that's been the most I've been into basketball in about like 15 years.
Okay.
Damn it.
I keep up to date with it. I'm just
well, see, I can't talk about the Orlando Magic on here, so I try to find someone to come on our show that can talk about the Orlando Magic so they'll let me talk about it.
I haven't watched basketball.
And I can't even bring it up before him and Joe start fucking.
I played the Orlando Magic on 2K. And Markelle Fultz lit me up for like 35 points.
Fultz is a man. I've been calling that way before, but they won't let me talk.
Yeah, he is good on a video game, huh? We were talking. I don't know what the. It's a video game, dude.
Brent watches college basketball.
It's based on true stories, though, right?
You've made me watch it.
Well, the March Madness, but.
I'm a big UK basketball fan, Kentucky wise. I like Louisville.
Basketball might as well be soccer to me.
From college football and college basketball, I've distanced. I don't watch the same way that I used to. Yeah. I easily can say that.
Yeah, mine's
fantasy football, NBA.
Yeah, mine's UFC, NFL.
And you guys got me watching more UFC. I've been watching a lot
that's
more.
That's it for me. That's a wrap.
So I do like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I only watch baseball and football.
I don't even know how to score golf.
I can't watch golf.
I try to do the Tiger Woods, Tom Brady. I don't know what's happening.
The Nintendo used to be a golf game I was really fucking good at.
Yeah.
We had the Tiger Woods on the Wii.
Yeah.
Tiger Woods game was, yes.
Tiger Woods golf was good. I played that. That was the first good golf game, right?
I like that.
And then there was Lynx. It was like Lynx. Remember that one?
Nope.
I was playing Golden Tee on my phone a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Takes you back to a bar.
That's right.
Yeah, the bowling game. The bowling game, man. At the Gold Lion. Used to hit up that bowling game like a motherfucker.
Gold Lion, Jesus.
Yeah, real methy.
You going to hit that place up?
I don't even know where that place is.
You don't want to. You're good.
Keep it that way.
When I lived on that end of
town, they used to have UFC fights for free. So you'd see Gibbs and a couple people up there. We'd all go watch the game together, watch fights up there together. But it's a people watching location.
Because people fight each other.
No.
Every time I've been there, there's an actual fight.
Maybe. But it's just a wide range of people watching.
It's very tight as hell. Very tight as hell.
There's some cornhole going on. You got some people arguing over here. You got some shit going on. You got some shady shit happening
karaoke.
Right over here.
I'm not about that life.
You're like, didn't you get this weird dance room that's one over, and you go in there, and then you don't know what's going to happen in there.
Tell me more.
Like it's like a champagne room, Titusville style. It's all black lit room. Like some buddies of ours, we actually used that for a podcast event.
Oh,
an anniversary party.
Oh,
and we had comedians
God.
In there, like D-Rug and all these people that had been on Tom and Dan, went there and did comedy in that room and everything.
I like dark rooms.
We set up. It was awesome. It was hilariously awesome. It has its own little personal bar, and like they'll just let you use it as long as you tip your bartender.
Now that's where you get that's probably where you get the meth now in that one.
There's some shit that goes down there.
Yeah. I don't like going out anymore to bars, man.
No. Not as much.
This is the most.
We went to Cocoa Village
months.
Last, you know, 8
Cocoa
months
Village
ago or so.
Is nice, man. Cocoa Village is real nice.
It's a good spot.
They got a lot of good spots down in Cocoa Village.
I worked at the shadiest club ever in Cocoa Village for a few
years.
Dude,
I remember when you were there. Remember they had the fights?
Which
they would
one?
Have fights there.
It was Cosmopolitan.
I boxed there once.
Yeah, Cosmopolitan.
Yeah.
It was.
Where was that? Is that?
It was right there. As soon as you got out, was that 520?
Okay. Yeah, it was a two-story building,
it's the
right?
The big pink building, two-story pink building.
Okay.
The
big eyesore. And it was the shadiest place. It was...
Weren't you a bouncer?
I was...
Like...
I don't even know if I should say some of this stuff.
You're good, man.
Oh, I'm going to cut this part out, and I'm going to tag everybody that has anything to do with you in it.
They're all Turkish, so they probably don't listen.
Hashtag Turkish people.
It was this Turkish family. They also own a couple gas stations. Wiggles.
They
own Wiggles. Oh, okay. They own Playmates. Okay, they were the ones that own Playmates.
I've never heard of those places.
Hey, no, it's Playmates.
Well,
Play Montez.
And, you know, we used to make some their t-shirts. They'd call
Joe's
you.
Joe's in. He's in. You said Wiggles and he's over.
I threw that bait out there.
My kids can swim.
Playmates and Wiggles. Joe came fucking running.
Play Montez.
Somebody say Wiggles.
Yeah. They tore that place
down. I've never been inside Wiggles. I always wanted to go.
It was
just
like a trailer with stucco on the outside.
You'll never have a chance. It's gone.
I know.
They drove it away.
Did they really? Oh, man.
So, BJ, these Turkish people, they owned it?
Yes, they owned all these places. And
they owned Playmates, too, didn't they?
They owned Playmates. Oh, yeah.
I remember those guys.
And some nights,
I met them.
They used to come cash their checks. Mm.
The boss, he was missing a thumb.
Yeah, Publix.
Yeah.
He didn't have a thumb.
We used to work to Jared. Fuck you, Jared. Jared used to go there all the time. I lived in Cocoa Beach, and he'd go on the way home. Like, we'd be at like
Tammy hijacked this.
And on the way home, he'd hijack play Montez up.
He's,
you know,
he's
play Montez. Fuck you, Jared. I got you. It's my turn.
Yeah,
my time to shine.
It's BJ's turn. You just hijacked.
I got to call Jared out though,
okay.
real quick. And
yeah, fuck Jared.
Jared and play Montez. Like, yeah. That's the spot.
All right, BJ, what were you saying?
There.
What was I saying?
No, I don't know.
I'll start talking here in a second.
The owner. Rewind. He didn't have a thumb.
Yep.
And he would always count the money with that nub of a thumb. That's how he would hold it and hand it to you.
Oh, man.
I might have to say sure nub thumb. Go find out.
We decided we didn't need the liquor license for a while. And we would go to ABC, and I was a party thrower. And
okay,
because you know you're not supposed to be buying liquor for clubs.
Yeah,
I'd go in there with like $700 in cash, and it's like load up these carts, and these people were like, "Oh man, where are you going? Where are you going?" And I'm taking it back to the club because we got like Master P or Lil Wayne playing, and we had to buy like all the Hennessy in Brevard County. And he's like, "They love the Hennessy. They love the Hennessy." And
that's get it all. So you're driving around with cash buying Hennessy all across town.
And people were buying bottles for like $175 in the club. And
that makes sense.
Some people that knew me after a while would pay me maybe $100 to get a bottle.
Yeah.
So I'm making cash.
Yeah.
Everybody's corrupt doing their
own. Yeah.
They had car lots in Orlando. It was just so much weird stuff going on.
Oh, yeah, man.
But I had to come there one night and paint a floor and then drive the boss's car.
Hold on. What does paint the floor mean?
Paint actually.
Is that code for something, bro?
Open an Urban Dictionary.
What is
painting the floor?
AB, I'm going to need you to paint the fucking floors in
there. Bro.
That's pretty much how it went. Okay.
Paint
we had
the floor.
Gray paint.
You
we
paint
had,
the floor.
We had to paint the floor in the office for some reason.
You Turkish Asian.
You paint
oh my
floor.
God.
Turk Asian.
You don't paint floor.
Here we go.
Is it a Tasian?
Yeah. It's wild. We just painted the floor. We had to paint the office floor. They pulled up the carpet. We had to paint the floor.
Oh,
for some reason.
All the bloodstains underneath.
You covered up a murder, and you're saying it on a podcast.
There's no murder.
Hey, we're going to be famous,
the place
guys.
Was dirty.
I knew this idea was going to be
cool.
I'll
tell you what. Me, Chad Cook, doesn't agree with that at all. That's my name.
cigarette butts out the ashtray.
I'm Joe Miller.
Jesus Christ. Man,
so you painted this floor.
So we painted the floor, and then I had to take the boss's car. He had this nice Cadillac to the Dunkin' Donuts in Cocoa Beach, and I was told to drop the keys off to the lady behind the counter, and I had to leave his car there for some reason. And that was
you. This is some shit.
How are you?
It's always bothered me.
Yeah,
I called the cab. Actually, I went to Lido's, then I called the cab.
Remember Mr. Knees too. They were crazy.
What's that, Mr. Knee?
Mr. Knee is that Chinese joint right there off 528. I remember that. I actually went to school with his son.
What was it? Like a?
It was a Chinese restaurant.
It was a weird place, man.
And then they had a bar.
Yeah. I totally missed out on
that. Dude, they had all kinds of music and shit, like DJ Baby Ann and shit.
Everything you're saying, I thought maybe there was a tie-in because they're
is
like.
Is that like the roller ring place?
No, it's like right when you get off.
Right when you get off 528.
Yeah, Courtney 528.
Before like the sheriff's department
playing
complex.
Dance music?
Me and Alan Matroni and all of us used to go there all the time. Like Mr. Knees and my cousin worked there. My cousin Mike's sister worked there a while and she's telling me some crazy shit about that place.
Yeah. Chuck says, that sounds methy.
So, and I thought it was like,
sounds some methy.
No.
Not back then. It was just ecstasy.
Yeah.
They didn't have meth back
everybody
then.
Everybody fucking.
When did meth
I heard
about
that.
There's all
stuff.
Kinds of crazy shit that just right there underneath all of our. Like
it's,
now we're old
you're
enough
you're amazed
to
know like what really goes on sometimes.
Hey, and we all made it out.
That we just hang out.
We all made it out alive too, man. That's good.
We did pretty good.
Yep.
Can't believe I survived MJ's.
I actually have something to say on this.
Bar mic.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. A friend of ours that we went to high school with, class of 96, shout out. I'm not going to name names.
Damn it.
But her grandfather actually was in, we'll call it cahoots, with the owners of Mr. Knees. And
definitely gambling
and prostitution running out of the back.
What? In Brevard County?
I know. I am
Fuck
shocked.
Out of here.
I was told
the
some crazy shit
to
happen.
The fact that it is less than
100
feet away from like the sheriff's station.
Yep.
Not to be underrated.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty
awesome. I know something else that's right across from the police station in Cocoa, but I don't want to. I'm not calling them out.
B, how do we not know about
this? I'm very upset with myself. I didn't know about this place.
Well, you know, just for...
Well, you know, Scott and Joe are on it. Oh, yeah, Mr. Knees. Fuck, yeah. I've been there a bunch of times.
I'll tell you right now.
Me and Matroni went there a few times when my cousin worked there.
Hold on, let's talk about it now. When class of 96, female, Titusville High, we got to start running through yearbooks and figure out who this fucking chick is. I want to know who it is that had ties to Mr. Knees. Now that Jill's bringing it up, won't tell us who it is. Now,
that is kind of juicy.
We're going to find it.
And I think it's class of 98.
No, 96.
96?
She's 96. Shout it out, bro.
98.
Shout that shit out, man.
It was 96.
It was 96.
You heard me. We have it on record. There's just amazing product over here. That
I'll edit that out and make it sound like a different one.
Yeah.
Like 2006. All right, I'll work on that on my own time.
No, you won't.
I'll put it on Facebook. No, I really won't.
You won't do anything.
I could give
I was told there was beautiful women that would bring you beers.
Or Mr. here?
Where?
Here. When you come here.
Oh, yeah.
There it is.
Brent,
there it is.
Get him a beer.
Just like that.
Oh, my God.
What?
That's special right there.
How did you will that? How
quick that was?
That's...
Man. I've lived here for a couple of months now, and that's never happened.
Oh,
you show up here for 30 minutes now? And
yeah, dude, I downloaded the app before I got here.
That's an awesome app. I'm going to get that app.
If you haven't noticed, BJ rolls with all the pretty ladies.
Yeah.
All the pictures I saw last night, just BJ and a bunch of girls.
Yeah, it had a Weekend at Bernie's effect. You had your glasses on.
Yeah,
we didn't know if you were sleeping.
You're the most popular person that's been in my house yet. Like, it's like, seriously, like you had like 7 people come in with you as like a group and like, it was amazing.
Dropping flowers before he walks.
Jesus, it's I thought like our Arsenio Hall like was out that. There driving you.
Hey, BJ, you are like Port St. John famous.
My kid needs me.
I was late because I thought you guys were sending the driver.
Joe, I think it's one of your kids' run.
Nope, it's mine.
It's Charlie's.
I know. His kids are the only ones that get injured here. You don't have to worry.
Oh, no. Somebody got hurt?
I don't know.
Nah, they're out there eating.
Good job, Joe. Leave the kids alone for a minute.
That's it, man. You got to keep an eye on them. Somebody's
You're out there buying white truffle butter sauce, right?
I was looking at it.
You were looking at truffle butter?
I'll whip you a fresh batch right now. You want some?
Oh, my
like
God.
A bunch of a batch
You're like
of
a
balls.
Fucking ice cream machine of that shit.
Listen to this guy.
You're at the Asian like buffet place where you just always can get the swirl. You can get either one. It don't matter.
You're so full.
It comes with a bowl. It's got
it
the fucking nut,
there.
Like the Wendy's nuts that you fucking need for the Sundays.
You see what he's doing? He's going down the fucking drunken rabbit hole because like normally. What, are they swimming around? I'll go out and play with them for a while. I don't give a shit, dude. Let them have fun.
Oh, boy.
That means a different thing where I'm from.
Charlie's got to go
play. Same difference.
We can take a break for everybody wants for a minute.
Let's do that.
You want to do that?
Yeah.
Cool. So we get to talk about my cousin's mattress company that he opened up a couple years ago.
Yeah, man. The Mattress Direct Oviedo, right?
I did a commercial for him when we did our last Adjust the Mic.
Really?
When we had the first episode, so I was doing with Jared and Stan, and it was towards the end of it.
How'd you do it? Were you
Dude,
all
Dude, it was like 2 minutes.
And...
It was like real long, but it was good. It was heartfelt.
Yeah.
Because it was, and it's true, because they do such a good job.
Yeah, man. Yeah, and you listen, it's Mattress Direct Oviedo. He's a mattress and social media giant. Mike and Nello.
Killing it on Facebook.
And the family. They're putting their best service and best prices forward.
Other places are stealing their stuff.
Yeah, for consumers to take advantage of today. They're a small family-owned company, and the mattresses are made right in Tampa. And they want to get you away from that old, uncomfortable mattress and replace it with a new one.
We got to get them a stick. Like, we got to do, like, you pay too much.
Yeah,
we got to come up with something for them.
It's laid back, man. You go in there, it's a laid back purchasing experience.
All by appointment.
You're going to get all the information you need by them to fit your purchase, you know.
Hit them up on Facebook, man.
No high pressure sales to make buying mattresses uncomfortable, no hidden prices or anything like that. You can call them at 407-349-7053 or go down to 950 North Central Ave, suite number 1 in Oviedo.
do not take his fantasy football advice.
That's all. No, you're terrible at fantasy football, Mike, but god damn, you can sell a mattress, son.
Gosh darn it.
We can't, god damn it. We can't. I want to. We can't. Yeah, it's the Lord's Day.
It's the Lord's Day. Yeah, Mickey Mouse.
Real good up until I said god damn.
Kind of, but
I don't get. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Jesus, motherfucking Christ.
Oh, that's fucking good.
Oh, fuck. Holy Jesus, is taint.
I'm using this for something.
You got to. Oh, man. I need something with a
goddamn.
Holy Jesus, fucking Christ. God damn it. Man, I just talking about trying to go to church.
Man, I'm just trying to sell some fucking mattresses. God damn it.
Buy some goddamn mattresses.
Motherfucking mattresses.
Jesus could sleep on this mattress. It's so goddamn comfortable. What the fuck? We cannot do this on Sundays.
Oh my god.
It's a goddamn buying experience. Oh, man. So we're not doing this in a church group. We're not having a live read for a church.
Oh, shit.
That was bad, man. Goddamn. We need to do another live read. Hey, all right, listen up. Mattress and social media mogul, Michael Dillon family.
Direct Pito.
They put your goddamn like best prices and service
appointment with us. Family.
Well, suck my nuts and call me Jesus. Mattress Direct Novito is a small family-owned company. The mattresses are made right in goddamn Tampa,
goddamn
Florida.
Goddamn right.
They want...
Goddamn right. I can't do it, dude. Goddamn right.
Oh. Oh.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I got to get up. I got to take a break.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, listen up, Clemson.
Yeah, oh, we should do that. You got to do a version.
Send it to him. Be like, hey, tell me if you like
don't fucking worry about it. We're back from break. Feels kind of good over here.
Charlie is at Scott's desk right now, and
you look official.
I don't know how look to feel
good,
about
huh?
this.
Yeah, man,
I'm ready to go.
Scott, you got the beard there. Yeah, you look like
yeah.
I got made fun of because I don't know what kind of beer it is. It's Kona beer, but I didn't know.
With the way your hair is, you got the thing going with your hair too.
Thank you.
That's nice.
I feel like you're being honest about that, too.
I wouldn't say it if I wasn't.
Like, I don't get a lot of that on this show.
Yeah.
There's a lot of mean people. Colleen, Joe, Scott.
I've been dealing with bullies my whole life, man.
Yeah, man. They're angry people.
It's good
to have Brent here. It's good to have you here. Just good-hearted people, you know?
I try.
Colleen's still here, but, I mean, that's cool.
That's why we call her Mean Lean.
Mean Lean? Instead of Colleen?
You're the only one that's allowed to call me that.
Well, Mean that's Lean, mean I think lean. You got a new name.
Colleen with it.
No.
That's what they used to call me at girls.
So what's up, man? I heard something about Joe's 18th birthday, and I want to talk about it.
Oh, I didn't know if we could talk about Joe now that he's not here.
Yes, we can.
That okay. We got
part
do
of
it.
Our contracts.
Yeah. That's the only time we can talk about him.
Yeah.
Y'all are cold.
He signed up for it.
Yeah, he did.
Oh. Okay. So Joe's 18th birthday.
Oh, boy.
Well, he wants to go to interim.
You make sure you speak into the mic on this.
Oh. So TJ Greco,
TJ,
some of y'all know this guy.
Sure.
Myself and Joe, we go to the inner room. It's about 10 o'clock at night. We get there, and even though it's the eve of Joe's birthday, he's got to wait till 12 o'clock. The bouncer won't let him in.
Oh, yeah.
So Joe, with the ultimate act of nobility, he volunteers to sit in my mom's Astro van.
He's a classy guy.
For 2 hours while me and TJ go in there.
No.
So we left him in there.
You left him in the Astro van.
12:02, Joe comes in there. Hey. It's been on ever since.
Yeah. Okay. He sat in Astro Van for 2 hours.
He volunteered to sit in there. He's like, you guys go in, man.
And I'll this is like,
so his birthday was the next day.
At 12 midnight was okay. his birthday.
And it wasn't like he had a phone to play with. He was just like sitting there.
Yeah, I bet he was playing with something. Sitting in that fucking strip club parking lot. Like, I'm sure he had something to play with.
Oh my God.
Poor Joe, man.
That's a good friend right there. You don't get a lot of people
that
do
is that. A good friend.
He's he is the cat's meow, man. He's a good dude.
He's something.
Yeah, that's what you try to do. Surround yourself with good people, man. Especially now with everything that's going on, man. World's a crazy, crazy place, man.
It's always going to be crazy, I think.
Yeah. Well, not this, because Jesus Christ, man.
Yeah, this is a little much.
Like, this is a problem. People are talking about much. Godzilla coming next month and fucking aliens and, like, what each month has to, like, a Jumanji game, you know?
I mean, I don't have kids, so I can't imagine how, you know, what you it's guys hard, feel man. Like, man, what's going on when my kids are growing up and stuff. Hard. You know, and so I see it a little bit different. I'm just like, you know.
It's hard, man.
Kind of used to something being crazy.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, let's see where it goes.
It's hard seeing that through your kids' eyes, man. It's weird. Oh, yeah. Wild. You know, because they don't know what's going on.
They don't. They really
school
don't.
Getting canceled. That was bad enough, you know, not having their friends and then people that they love getting quarantined.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
Which is a thing, you know.
Grandma,
a
lot of grandpa, people, yeah, you know, are high risk. They keep hearing on the TV. So
sure. You know, I worried. Went 6 days without seeing my kids, man, because I was close to it, man. Longest I've ever been without seeing my kids.
Wow.
And then all this happened and with the protest and the few people that are ruining those protests.
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
I'm glad a lot of people have camera phones and are like showing the people that are doing the stupid, you know, the spray paint,
yeah,
the craziness or burning stuff. You know, I'm glad people are showing like, hey, these are the people doing this. They're not with us.
There's a video out there of the Crips in Long Beach and these little affected kids, skinny old kid teenagers are trying to fucking loot. Ain't having it.
Right.
Get the fuck out of my neighborhood.
Exactly.
And that's what we need. We need the people to not let that shit happen, man. So
I saw John Jones fight off.
J.R. Smith?
I saw J.R. Smith too, yeah.
Beat the shit out of somebody.
It's like, hey, you know, not tolerating that stuff.
Man.
This isn't what it's about.
Somebody comes in my car and bashes my windshield in. It's on and pop it, dude. And I'm an old man, dude, with high blood pressure. Whatever. You ain't fucking with my car, you know? It's crazy, man. It's that 3% of the population that fuck it up for everybody, man. Because a lot of it's peaceful protesting.
It is.
Just like the law enforcement. You know, it's that 3-5% of pieces of shit that shouldn't be in a uniform that ruin it for all the people that do it for the right reasons and hold themselves up, you know, high.
That's the truth.
It's crazy.
I've got aunts and uncles that were deputy sheriffs in highway patrol out in Tampa.
Yeah.
Like growing up. So they would always like come back with crazy stories of what officers are doing.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, man, like you guys
probably say something.
Yeah, but that's not what you do.
That's that code,
man. Yeah, and that's that code's kind of the problem.
It sure is.
You know, it's making everybody kind of look the same.
Yeah. Yeah. I think this is gonna change the world when it comes to that. I think it's gonna change a lot, man. I think they need to institute a whole new trading program, new policies, new everything.
Yes, yes.
From the ground up.
I saw police captain, I believe he was somewhere in Texas, maybe like Dallas or something.
He was
on there, and it was that right after Trumpito had the little speech about or the call to the governors telling them how weak they were.
Yeah, handle your
and
shit.
Yeah, he was like, if you don't have anything positive to say, you know, just shut the hell up, shut your mouth.
Yeah,
and that's you know, he was like, you know, you're making it worse for us and the community members. And you know, I was like, it was good to hear like somebody with a badge. It's like, you know, everybody calm down. We'll figure this. We'll start figuring this out, and we'll address stuff moving forward.
Yeah,
but everybody just calm down.
Yeah, it's, you know, some of these places. I think there's places in California that want to defund law enforcement. Like that's exactly what you don't want to do.
Wild West.
You have to put more training in it. Like you take money away, you can't train these people, and you can't find the right people to do the job with integrity.
That's how you end up with people, man. You know, out there wild.
Yeah, that's crazy. I feel like we should talk about sports instead.
Damn, I know a little bit about sports.
This shit's a bummer.
It is. It's depressing.
Colin, you want to talk about Giants? Just kidding. They're terrible.
Nobody wants to talk about the Giants.
You know what I want to get into?
Go Sox.
Because Scott's not here. I want to get into some Magic basketball, man. Who's the all-time best? Who's your favorite Magic basketball player of all time?
Terry Catledge.
No. Terry Catledge? Really?
Big Cat.
Yeah, mine's Daryl Armstrong, man. Mine's definitely Daryl Armstrong.
He's getting the portable mic.
I don't remember.
He looked like he had bad breath.
Terry Catledge?
Daryl Armstrong.
Oh, Darren, he probably had bad breath. He could ball out.
He had
out,
bad breath. That's
yeah, but his heart, that heart and hustle era was amazing. It's fun to watch. Scott's breaking shit.
Somebody breaking in.
We're trying to talk about the magic, Scott.
Wasn't it like what's his name? Scott.
Scott Skiles.
Man.
Most assists in one game, man. I think that got broke. Well, I don't know if that got broke. Yeah, the most assists in one game.
I think every
Scott's
record's
dying,
get broke,
man. Yeah. Chime in, you know you want
what
to.
What was that guy that used to do three pointers?
Charlie made me spend like $100 on a Tracy McGrady.
No, 3D Dennis
jersey
Scott
over here, yeah, for the bar, and it won't even let me talk.
Nick Anderson missed those free throws that sunk him in the playoffs.
Yeah, Dennis Scott could hit them threes, I mean, man.
You remember when he got caught cussing in front of those kids at the camp?
I sure do. That was a whole thing. It was all over.
The
like
hell off on those kids. Like, yeah, fuck them kids.
Yeah, Bob Opsahl and Marla Weech were fucking stepping down on him on the news and shit.
Oh my God, I haven't heard those names in so long.
Y'all don't know nothing about Bob Opsahl, man?
Yes, we do.
Bob Opsahl's a fucking man.
I had the magnets of them on the refrigerator.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my
Weather
God.
Center, bro. Came with the shout phone out to Bob Opsahl.
Came on the front of the phone book, I think.
He's a listener. He's been listening. He messages me a lot.
What up, Bob?
Shout out, Bob.
Marla Weech.
Marla doesn't listen, you bitch.
She retired, didn't she? Like,
yeah.
Ago.
Is she alive, man? That's been a long time.
I know, right?
Sure, man. I'm sure she's good to go. She's like a local celebrity, man. They live forever.
Oh, you know they had like a crazy life.
Oh, yeah.
That's I watch like Wheel of Fortune. And I'm like, I bet Pat and Van be out there wilding.
Oh, Pat's just down.
You know, they are crazy. His daughter's hot.
Pat Sajak's daughter?
Check her on Instagram, dude.
Okay. I'm going to check her out right now.
I'm on it.
I don't think Vanna has that much fun. She's
All she does is point at letters.
No, but I mean like in her, I don't know.
Oh, I bet Vanna's wild.
Do you follow all game show host
I
daughters?
Bet.
Okay, I can see that.
Holy Jesus Christ.
Am I right, though?
Yeah.
Not as beautiful as my wife.
She
Oh, good
Brent
answer,
Brent.
Brent.
Move.
Fucking alley-oop.
Like peanut butter.
We get an
there
assist on that one,
right?
Buddy.
Yeah.
He's good like that.
Yeah.
That was smooth. Yeah. She's,
she's nice, right?
She is.
She hosted one day for Vanna or something.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, hey.
You still watch that?
I do, man. I do.
Do you really?
I watch. It's like, hey, God. 7 o'clock. I don't want to start nothing new.
Okay.
I know, like, I might like a primetime show or something.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't want to start nothing new on the Fire Stick, so I'll watch Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy.
Yeah. Jeopardy. I love Jeopardy.
I love Jeopardy.
You watch the teacher, Jeopardy, the local teacher that was on there last week or week before?
No, on Jeopardy?
Yeah. On the teacher's tournament?
Uh-uh.
Somewhere in Brevard County.
Really?
Yeah, we have like so many mutual friends like
I
on Facebook.
Hope,
so
I hope on everything it's Lauren Dobbs.
Is
Lauren
not
Dobbs?
I would love that.
Yeah.
I would pay good money to see her on Jeopardy.
Yeah. They should have a Jeopardy drinking game. Like everybody get drunk and then play Jeopardy.
Man.
Like a YouTube show.
It's hard enough as it is.
I know.
It makes me feel stupid.
Listen,
sometimes.
Dumb
her
down
name
the,
is
dumb
Amanda Baltimore.
Amanda Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
Amanda Hug and Kiss.
Scott, somebody
probably
take the fucking mic.
Probably
Scott
know somebody who dated her.
I think you can control it right there.
Can't. I don't know how. There's too many fucking buttons.
Press
just
one.
Just
hope.
Start pressing them?
Yeah.
I'm going to pour this beer on this laptop and see what happens.
Ooh.
That's how it restarts.
That's a restart button?
That's the restart button.
It's a hard restart.
No, it's too expensive, man.
You already threw his Mr. Rogers book.
Shh, snitch. Up.
He saw
heard
the
you
video
got in trouble for that.
Yeah, figure it out, man. I get in trouble for a lot of things.
Man, that's rough, man.
True story.
We'll be all right. So what do you got left, man, before you head back up home? Anything plans? Solid plans?
Oh, man. I've got to check with my people back there.
Okay.
I don't know. We're going to do something.
It's entourage.
No, Jill, what do we got going
no
here? He's clearing everything through you.
No entourage.
What do we got? What's on the schedule? Where's the planner? Do you have
we're
a composition
back to
book?
Cape Canaveral to his yeah little abode, and okay we're probably
abode
gonna go spend some like night walking on the beach.
Oh my
drinking,
God!
Talking.
That's what I'm talking about.
Relaxing.
That's good.
That's what you do in Cocoa Beach.
Get that good
yeah
fresh saltwater air.
Absolutely.
Man, my skin
awesome
is
yep
feeling amazing.
Yeah.
How was that pedicure?
Oh, that pedicure, Colleen. When she hit that arch of my foot with that
no
hot stone.
I don't think
yes.
Was.
Yeah.
You know I'm so late to the game on that. I like 6 months ago
catch
I got my
up
first one. I used my daughter as an excuse.
Catch up.
Like I was like, Ava, you want to maybe? Because you know, I'm on my feet a lot.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I had a buddy
you
that
take care
I had
of your
a buddy
feet.
Yeah, I got a buddy that does fucking marathons and he's like, "Bro, get your feet, go get a pedicure." And I was like, "Ha ha ha." He's like, "No, I'm yeah, serious." Man, oh man.
Yeah.
Any strategies. I just don't know. Any dude out there that hasn't got a pedicure? You're wrong.
The hot treat stones yourself. Are really nice.
Get your fucking feet, dude.
Treat I will remain yourself. I'll remain wrong.
No, you're yeah. gonna go one day with me.
Hey, Brent, check it out. Brent, I don't like people touching my toes either. No. Like I have a problem with it, and it just it worked. Oh, it's, when they get that calf rub,
and the that chair when it hits you like that, you know that
yeah,
one certain spot where it hits you,
yep.
and you're like, eh.
Yeah, you're
I
like,
don't mind.
What's this?
Oh my god!
Well, what's this?
I don't mind.
What just happened there?
Yeah. It's like cool. Whatever.
I'm in my 40s and figuring some new feelings out.
Just let it ride, man.
Yeah,
let
man.
It ride.
Yeah, man.
It's the pedicure.
I see. I can't do a manicure. I won't do it.
I've done manicures before.
I won't do it.
I'll get like a clear coat sometimes.
Yeah,
I'll get clear coat on my toes.
I haven't got that because I don't want to do that.
Oh man.
I don't want to put the.
It's all about. It's all yeah. about
pampering.
I thought your daughter paints your nails.
She does.
Dang. There you go. You got a manicure?
No, she paints my toenails.
Oh, just your toenails.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
She put an Easter bunny on it, some Easter eggs for Easter and
that's
shit.
Some, that's some good shit right there.
Yeah, don't bother me.
Yeah. Well, I'm secure.
I don't care.
I'll
paint my nails.
I got man crushes and shit. I'm
yeah,
cool.
I don't give a fuck. Mark Wahlberg, get some.
Eh.
You know, his birthday was, it's the same day as Megan Bigos's because her birthday every year, she'd be like, it is my birthday and it is also Mark Wahlberg's birthday.
Well, hold on. You said eh on this. Who's your man crush? Momoa?
No.
Okay.
Even though that
you
is
seem
that,
like
that's
a
cool
maybe
dude.
A Momoa guy.
He
yeah.
seems like a cool
he's
dude.
He's kind of he's gritty.
So who is
he
it?
He takes care of his kids, loves his wife,
yeah.
all that stuff. He
yeah.
seems like a cool guy.
Oh, he won the lottery with a wife, man.
What shows?
And did we not all have a crush on
too
her?
Too young up? For Lisa Bonet.
Yeah, Lisa man. Bonet. Something
man.
About her growing up, man.
Man.
She has that like that's I feel like Rosario Dawson that just
Rosario. Yeah. I've got Rosario and Eva Mendez on my list.
Oh, everybody has Eva Mendez.
Shut your mouth. Talk about my girl like that.
That's the only reason why I like Hitch, the movie Hitch.
Man.
That's it.
Only reason I watched it. All about the Benjamins.
Yeah. Oh,
when
yeah.
When she thinks she won the money, she's dancing.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, we went to women real quick.
I know. I was trying
Where's the man crush at?
Edgar Ramirez.
Okay. I got to Google.
He has this terrible show or movie on Netflix that just came out.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, yeah, I was so excited to see it, but the movie was horrible. But I watched the whole thing. It's like 2 hours long.
It's a stunning looking man.
He's
Venezuelan. Okay.
You ever see the movie Domino?
Yeah.
He was the other guy with the group.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful fucking dude.
That's a good looking
dude. Is your
man
crush Mark Rober, Brent?
I was just trying to think. I'm like, I can't.
If I had one man, honestly, it'd be Joe Rogan.
Joe Rogan's a cool dude.
Yeah.
Like lately, probably Joe McHale.
Yeah. Joe McHale, yeah.
He's just like witty, funny.
Yeah, he's hilarious. That's how I am with Joe.
Yeah.
Judging me? Am I getting judged?
I love you.
I heard this was a judge free zone.
You're getting judged a little. No, it's not. You come in thinking that, but then they start flying at you.
Man.
Start judging.
I got stories to tell. If that's the case.
Uh-oh.
No, I'm joking.
Ooh, man.
I'm going to leave my inbox open.
I get a Russ or Chad story, man. Yeah. You went over to Chad's last night, huh?
Yeah.
Chad
yeah.
Cook's Garage is the official garage of that Just a Mike podcast, by the way.
That place.
Yeah, it's a blast.
That place.
It's a blast. Dude.
Every time you guys go there, you come back with the craziest stories.
How much 80s music did he play from movies?
He didn't play a lot. Alexa kind of got taken over by this guy that nobody else knew but Chad.
Yeah. Was his name Nick?
I think with a beard?
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, Tony, he talked
that's
to
Chad.
Tony.
That's Chad's best friend.
Yeah, that's what Tony Broom called him suspicious, and that was enough for me.
Yeah.
So I was like, man, Tony's got his eye
he
on
ain't
this
wrong.
Guy.
Look at
no, he's not.
Is it this guy in the background?
That's him.
Yeah,
that's
dude.
Him.
Look at Tony's face when he's talking.
Chad showed me that picture before I met this guy. Yeah. Oh, it's so good.
Look at that's how much Tony likes him. You can tell by the picture.
We were in the car. Chad's like, hey, I'm just getting off work. I'm right in Cape Canaveral. I'll pick you up.
Yeah.
Like, cool. And we're just driving. We're talking. He's like, oh, my buddy, blah, 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 might be there. And he shows me that picture. He's like, he might try and corner you and talk to you.
Yeah, he'll get you.
And that guy,
yeah, he locked in on you?
It got to the point that he was talking to Alexa. And then he would come over and like rap whatever 90s hip hop song to
he'll,
you.
He'll lock in.
And it was you had to like try and not make eye contact.
Yeah, it's difficult.
And hope somebody was close you could start a conversation with.
Just say you gotta go to the bathroom.
Man.
That's the way to do it. Hey man, I'll be right back. I gotta go to the bathroom.
He might follow you. I could see him talking through the door. He was the type that might talk through the bathroom door.
Oh man.
Like steady stream there, bro.
Well, listen, I wish the weather was better for you here, man.
Yeah, that's been my only complaint.
Yeah, you guys are hitting the beach, man. I think it's gonna
we got
hit
umbrellas
you.
And shit, so whatever.
Yeah, man. Water's right there. You'll be all right. Staying in the Canaveral, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a nice little shout out to Airbnb. They hook it up.
Yeah.
They got some nice places.
Good for you, man. Well, that's good. You still got family around?
Not really.
No?
Not really. No blood family.
No, nothing, huh?
No. Yeah. That's
Mom's in Georgia.
Mom's up in Georgia now. Yeah, she's up there.
Oh, that's awesome. You can make your way down here still, man.
Oh God, it's always home, man.
Yeah.
Even like I was out on the island that year.
Yeah.
And I'd be talking to people like, man, I'm kind of getting homesick. And they're like, yeah, how are you miss this for?
You're in
like,
Hawaii, bro.
But still,
Hawaii.
It was beautiful. It was the most beautiful place I've ever been. People were gorgeous, and they called everybody auntie and uncle.
Yeah.
Hold the door for somebody. They're like, oh, thank you, uncle. Everybody was family. You want everybody to be feel
that's
like
awesome,
family.
Man.
So it was a great place.
Not like some of the greatest food in the world.
It's, dude.
Yeah.
The food. They smoke the hell out of some meat.
Brent, you hear that?
They
go to Hawaii.
Good macaroni salad, too.
Whole hog they'll pull out of the ground. And you can hear the skin crackle as they peel it.
Oh.
And like the inside just juices out.
Vegetarians and vegans, turn it off. Turn it off.
It's raw.
That's one thing I want to try.
They'll have it wrapped up in leaves and just sitting on a bed of rocks under the ground.
Wow.
And
man.
Like leave it all day.
That's
and
crazy.
It's,
What'd you say? Macaroni salad.
Yeah, you get macaroni salad and a scoop of white rice like every meal there.
Really?
Spam. You know, there's like.
Oh, yeah, spam.
There's like 20 something. Flavors of spam.
Flavors of spam.
There.
Yeah, my buddy was stationed out there. He's addicted to it.
They serve it at McDonald's. It's like a McDonald's breakfast option.
What?
Yeah.
Hawaii.
Yeah. In Hawaii, spam is on the menu.
I actually have I have a client out there. I'm trying to get him to like let me come on site for a week.
Yeah.
So let me go out there. I hope you know.
Absolutely. I like how he said that and then looked at Colleen.
Well,
I kind of haven't talked to you about this yet, but I'm going to Hawaii for 6 months.
He
enjoy
can only
the kids.
Get me over there.
Have fun with the kids. Bye.
That's my favorite conversation. Oh, guess what? I got to do an on-site.
Oh, my God.
Fantastic.
I was supposed to be in San Diego this last week.
That's right.
Really? Oh, look at fucking Colleen. Shut that shit down.
I was so happy.
Yeah.
Oh, mean lean. That's what I told you.
You guys have no idea how hard it is to be with those kids for a week by yourself.
Oh, yeah. I could imagine.
It ain't easy, man.
Oh, let's just speak of Tony Broom. I got a text from him. Oh,
he's probably listening. He's mad. I said his name out loud.
Boy.
They can't hear nothing yet.
Yeah, it ain't up late.
Oh, okay.
Yet.
That's good.
No, we ain't live.
Oh.
No.
Well, then I'll really tell you some stories about Tony.
No, I can't talk about Tony, man.
No, yeah. I don't live here.
Me and Tony got a pass.
I don't live here.
Yeah, me and Tony got a pass together. We've been, we've done, yep.
Yep.
Yeah, man. We got some deep, dark secrets.
Say no more.
Yeah, man.
Tony's broke a lot of my friends' hearts.
Yeah.
Let's just say that.
They got the six degrees of Tony Brew, man. It's BJ, don't leave, bro. No, you can't move the mic. Shout out to Tony, man. Good guy. I love you,
Tony.
What's going on? Where's Scott?
They just went outside.
Did they really?
Wow.
He's going to have a hell of a time editing this.
He's actually upset about the magic thing, I think.
Let's go back.
He didn't get to talk about the magic.
Let's talk about it
again.
Oh,
man.
Yeah. He tries so hard to get us to talk about the
and
magic.
We went,
and you guys really were in it just then talking about it. And he's like back there like, I got a McGrady jersey. And
as soon as we went outside and he's like, hey, man, go ahead and sit in the seat. I'm going to take a break for a little bit. I was like, I'm talking about the magic. Like,
I love it.
Yeah,
oh.
It's what I do.
Man, you guys are cold.
If you just start doing some
cold.
Mr. Rogers quotes, too.
Where's the book?
Give me the book. Oh, God.
Is there a better one we can quote?
Hook me up with a quote that I can use. He'll be like, oh, my God, look, listen.
Yeah, man.
Straight from the book.
Yeah, get a book. I hit it.
There's a legit book.
I'm taking that bitch home.
Yes, there is.
This is going to be a ransom. Wow. See? Got the book.
I don't like Tom Hanks enough to watch
story
the movie.
Time.
You look just like Scott when he reads them.
Please don't ever say that.
I'm sorry.
There are many helpful people in this world, aren't there? The more you grow into a helpful person yourself, the happier you'll find this world of ours is.
Man, that's some bullshit.
Yeah, I agree. I don't like that one.
That's too deep.
I know, man. Like,
what happened to him, like, making crayons and stuff? And
being curious about things really helps us to learn. That's...
That ain't wrong, though.
I know, but... how is that a quote? You know what I'm saying?
He said it.
Yeah.
Well, I say a lot of stuff, too.
I'm sorry.
They didn't make a fucking book about Brent. He says a lot of stuff. They didn't make a fucking book.
Gotta have that clout.
Yeah.
Just read it cover to cover. We'll find something in there somewhere.
I'm proud of every good thing that you want to do for others. That's it. That's a quote.
I'm glad. Thank you.
Be kind is trying to think what somebody else might like and trying to help them with it.
I feel that.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. I like that one. Be generous with your gratitude. Thank you. Two of the best words we can ever learn. In fact, thank you is a way of saying I love you.
And stop talking.
Watch this.
Thank you.
Fuck this book.
Not again.
Oh, yeah. I got to hide it.
Frisbee.
Damn.
What is with the train whistle?
Dude.
Who is it?
I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Thomas?
Scott has this like whistle of a train that
You're
goes
like Rick
off
James
literally
on
every
Eddie Murphy's
two
couch, man.
Rick James, bitch.
You're like, fuck your couch.
Man, we were just talking about that show. The Dave Chappelle show is probably the funniest sketch comedy. Like,
oh,
in Living
Color.
We
weren't ready for it.
Saturday,
we weren't ready.
We weren't ready. No, yeah. Yeah, that's a good fucking statement.
Man, I remember like watching it and then calling my friend like, dude, do you see this?
Like, it's on TV.
I haven't done that in, like, since like the Bulls games. Like, oh, you see the game? I'm like calling, you know, I'm grown. I'm calling people up. You watch this show?
Yeah.
This dude's crazy.
Yeah, man. He was, and then quit. He was at the height of his career. They wanted to offer him something like $100 million to redo the
crazy
show.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, we want to change a couple things. Like, nah, fuck y'all, man. I'm going to Africa.
That's what we do.
Yeah. I'm going to Africa.
That's our,
see you later.
That's our exhaustion excuse.
God.
You know, like Lindsay Lohan might have exhaustion and go to rehab.
Yeah.
Go to Africa.
Dave Chappelle went to Africa.
We go to Africa.
And then bought a farm in Ohio.
Hey.
Yeah, that's really cool.
That's where
that he
from.
Just
keeping it real.
Lives a normal life.
So fucking great.
Yeah.
God, I think he's the GOAT, man, as far as I'm concerned with stand-up.
In our generation...
Right?
Yeah.
Like, he's, like, it's...
I mean, he started out making, like, horrible movies with, like, Norm MacDonald and stuff. You know, and just...
What's the Stoner
half
movie,
Half-Baked was
half-baked.
The best.
Half-Baked.
I love that freaking movie.
I'm talking about, like, what was it? Big Trouble or something.
His first movie was Robin Hood Men in Tights.
Yes, it was.
That.
The fuck out of here, man. You know?
That's a good movie.
He was the token black guy.
Yeah. Yeah. They say he started stand-up when he was like 18. Man,
he's funny.
In D.C.
He tells the truth, you know, at least how he sees the truth.
Yeah, he's changed the world with a lot of his comedy, man. Yeah. He's fucking great. We haven't had really anybody come up like that, have we?
No.
I mean, think it's too hard now for comics to be that.
Bill Burr,
funny.
Man. Bill Burr's new shit's pretty
amazing. If you ever get a chance, Dion Cole is pretty funny.
Dion Cole. Okay.
He's pretty funny.
I'll check him out.
Yeah.
Dion Cole. Yeah, I like finding new comedians, man. I get a lot of that with Rogan and shit.
And
Joey Coco Diaz. You ever hear Joey?
I've heard
Diaz?
Of him.
Fucking.
Yeah, I haven't listened to him.
Ooh, man, oh, man. He's another one who speaks the truth.
It's funny.
Speaks the truth. Yeah, man.
Something that you can relate to, and then you still see, like, the humor in the tragedy. You know, it's...
That fucking horn. What is it?
We thought
maybe
it was
it's when somebody opens the
something.
Door. I think it's when somebody opens any door in this house, like going to the outside.
Okay.
Has
Does he
to
have
be, right?
Like a train collection, some kind of weird fetish room
maybe.
Or something that a Colin, train got out?
Maybe he's
like
a
it's literally triggering me because all I hear in my house
You're
are train noises.
Are you
all
triggered?
The time. No.
He's got one of those 50 Shades of Grey rooms with a train in there. 100%. That
100%.
I don't think you guys understand my son Declan's obsession with trains.
Is
like,
that bad?
He was,
oh my God.
I caught him the other day watching like a training video for like the railroad on like OSHA approved safety measures that
oh
take to
yeah.
fill
That's
a tank
legit.
Car.
That's legit.
Yeah, he went deep.
That's
man.
Legit.
He does. He watches safety videos for trains and things like that. And
my nephew says choo choo a lot, but
yeah.
That's legit.
Yeah.
Like literally all he wants to do is watch train videos.
Really?
We have those wooden train tracks, and we have them all over, like, our big, like, living room area. It's just train tracks everywhere. And we got plastic ones. We got the Disney monorail, and he just goes to town, man. But he makes the train noises all the time.
Yeah.
Which is comes in handy at Disney if somebody's not moving in front of you, and he got some kid screaming behind you going,
"Are you serious?
Nice. Dead serious?
He don't care. Awesome.
No, he just does it anyways. He's not doing it to tell anybody to move.
Yeah,
he just does it. We're in public shopping, and he's like, "Woo, woo!" Like
that's so awesome. I like that. Man.
Yeah,
that's
try
awesome.
Try and borrow him to go to the store. Keep
you ain't
from
lying. Especially now that they got the aisle markers where you can't go up and down. A certain
and you know
aisle.
You give people the look when they go the wrong way.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous they still have them up right now. Well, like at Publix, I'm like, I'm sorry, dude. I need to get something right there. Like I'm not.
Yeah,
you walk
like,
all
oh,
the way
I'm only
around.
Like 3 steps away. Yeah, so just do it.
Yeah, we just did that. The hamburger buns when we picked up the hamburger buns to come here, like they were right on the edge. And my daughter's like, Daddy, don't do it.
She
like,
would.
Yeah,
too.
No, she's like, Daddy, I'm serious for real. Please, there's people going down there. I was like, watch this. How you doing?
Breaking
I said
the
hi
ball.
To the person. Walked about 5 feet, grabbed it. And she's like. Like she's like that just stressed me out. Like it's gonna be okay, baby. We'll get together.
You gotta follow the rules, man. Yeah. You gotta follow the rules.
I had some guy. We were at Walmart. I was getting oil, you know, to replace the oil in the car, and he was standing right there. And it was literally the first product in the aisle. He would not move from me because I didn't go the right way down the aisle.
Some people are like that.
I told him
man.
F off and just walked around and like came back around, pushed my cart in his heels. He moved.
Yeah. Yeah, man, everybody's taking this thing a whole, there's so many different, I feel like people are still wearing masks, are mad at the people not wearing masks. People
mask
not wearing
shaming
masks.
Is real.
Yeah, right?
It is
mask
so
shaming
real.
Is real.
Mask shaming. Fuck.
I got one in my pocket right now, I think.
2020.
Just in case.
Are they going to shame you into putting it on, or you put it on?
I'll put it on.
You put it on just to avoid
like,
the...
Like, I got an Uber, and all right, this guy's not wearing a mask, cool.
Yeah.
You know, but if I see him wearing a mask, I'm putting it on.
You're just going to put it on, just out of respect.
Just, you know, I'm trying to trying to stay low-key like Thor's bro.
I get it.
Don't pay attention to me.
Yeah, I get it. That's the way to do it because, you know, people like confrontation with that shit. Some people do, man.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
We have to wear them at work, and people come in and they're like, oh, my God, do we have to wear a mask? Like,
hey,
no, you guys have to drink beer somehow.
What is this?
What?
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
That was creepy.
Is
Riley,
that tomato?
Who do you have with you? Oh, it's Silas. You got a piece of pizza on your chest, son.
You didn't tell me you had live tomatoes in
here. You ain't lying.
Silas just walked in a costume.
Riley escorted him. Everything
all
right,
buddy?
With a
tomato face.
Come here.
That's an entourage.
Yeah, I got to see what's up with my son. He's giving me that look.
Well, he did just walk in the room with a tomato.
Yeah. Everything good?
What kind of snacks you guys got?
I don't know. He'll find something. You going to get some fruit, buddy? No, no fruit. You ate all the fruit.
That's where the watermelon went.
Yeah.
Man.
That's his jam, dude. Strawberry and watermelon.
Man.
Sounds like my house.
Yeah, strawberry and watermelon. If I don't have strawberry or watermelon in my house, it's a problem.
We go through
I feel that.
A tray of strawberries like a day.
Yeah,
every day.
3 for $10 at Publix.
Yeah.
And that'll last about
man,
a day and a half.
Publix is like some drug dealers.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I went and got some of the, they had 2 for $5 simple teas, like
yeah.
lemonades and stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm like, damn, they're like the Wu-Tang Clan. 2 for $5 mm-hmm. over here, 2 for $5. I'm like, Publix is out here just slanging juice to
yeah.
us. Just those BOGOs, man.
Listen, we got a thing at work, man. Me and my boy I work with. Thursday mornings, 8 o'clock, we're online. Publix weekly ad is and we're both like, come on, buffalo chicken tender sub. Chicken man. Tender sub.
You
come know, on, chicken tender. Now
see,
it's
did you see my sweatshirt?
Yes, yes. I did. It's $1 off. So like I'm so excited to save that
off.
Fucking dollar. Like I'm gonna get that dollar. And I'm
it's really about the sub though.
It's all about the sub, man.
Come on.
I quit paying attention to the price. I just order whatever
yeah.
I want.
Okay. Well
yeah.
you live like
fancy.
You live. Yeah. I'm
you
not,
fancy, huh?
I gotta skimp on that. I gotta hit up all these too. So
that's
I gotta
live in mean lean?
I gotta
there's some things that are worth paying for.
Yeah.
A pub sub is that
after all the stress we deal with, I'm like, whatever, it's a dollar.
Yeah.
I want it.
But you feel like you're getting over if you say that. When it comes out on that buy
oh,
one
yeah.
get, you know?
Yeah.
And then you see that I'll check it for the Enemans cakes.
Yep.
Devil's food cake.
Devil food donuts.
Oh my God.
We were just talking about this.
Yeah.
We're going to go down that rabbit hole.
The crumb cake ones. We're all hungry.
I need to start sneaking Kathy's cakes in there and selling those too.
You know what, man? Shout out to Kathy. There's a reason why, like, we're talking about your baking so much. You have to do something with it.
Yeah, she could open
take
up shop.
Orders. Start taking orders and start doing online. Start doing
fire.
Something. It's usually with friends, we're like, oh, it's so good. No. I could not know her and eat that shit and be like, I need to find out who made this. Man. That's how good her baking is.
They looked so beautiful too. Like the presentation they are. They're gorgeous. Like, wow,
it's crazy.
I love,
man,
the cookies and cream one.
Yeah.
Just throwing it out there.
It's straight talent, man. It's a lot of talent to do something like that. I don't have the patience, man, because I follow directions too much. And you got to go outside the box when you do shit like that, man, and create your own stuff. Can't do it.
She kills it. She
just like it. Smoking meat or making, or, you know, brisket and all that. You got to add your own flair. It's
Brent. What do you do?
I grill steaks, dude. I perfect my steaks. That's yeah, my T-bones, my strips, cool. I love grilling steak.
Okay.
That's about as far, you know, in ribs. Oh. I'll do crock pot ribs and then flash them on the grill and stuff like that.
I've heard of that.
But like brisket and stuff like that, I haven't gotten that far into it, man. I don't have a smoker or nothing. All my friends got smoke. I'll go to Chad's house, man. Chad, listen, the best collard greens, and I've had collard greens from...
We talked about those greens last night.
Listen, Chad Cook's collard greens are the best collard greens. Pork belly collard greens. Change your life.
That's a direct quote from Chad Cook.
It's a true statement.
I can hear it.
When he gave them to me, I was like, you know, I put a little hot sauce on. I was like, I don't want to look him in the eyes when I eat. I don't fucking tell him the trash. I couldn't believe it, man. I was like, bro, you hit something there. So
I don't really mess with greens.
I love them, man.
I've only had them once.
Yeah.
About 10, 15 years ago, probably now.
I fell in love with soul food and shit, man. Being from up north, the cream of wheat guy. And then when I got the first time ever I had fucking catfish and grits, I was like, oh, fuck. This is a real thing. Yeah. So now it's a problem.
They feed your heart. Like heavy down there.
Yeah.
It's Atlanta, they cook.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I love it, man. We try to get it once a week. We got a little food truck we go to.
Nice.
Oxtail and shit. Oxtail, yellow rice, and it's addicting.
I'm going to try to make that at home now.
Oxtail?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think it's that hard, man. It's like stew meat, you know? Colleen, I
don't cook.
You don't cook?
No.
You can't just say you don't cook. Like, you don't cook for real?
No.
I mean,
if Brent's not there, I have to cook. But
I have to.
You have to cook what, though?
Yeah, what do you cook? Mac and cheese? Hot dogs?
You want to go here, Brent?
I enjoy cooking, so.
Listen, I can make the basics.
I can make
tacos. I can make spaghetti.
Bagel bites.
I can do all that. I can make the best ramen ever. But... When it comes to cooking,
the best ramen ever.
No, you can't.
And I debate
where I work. I guarantee you, I've had the best ramen ever.
Brent likes to cook. I've always not liked it, and I mean, he likes it. He can do it.
I wish I could have went into that profession like full time.
Yeah, it could be something when you retire or something. You know.
Yeah, I have a friend that did that, but I don't know. I just love cooking for people. Love sharing food.
Yeah, man. Well, we love that you love cooking for people because that shit is
true.
Legit.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to try some different stuff with you guys soon, though.
Yeah, the ribs were good, man. Those ribs were amazing. I haven't had the Boston butt yet, but I'm going to get on that.
Get in that butt.
That one was actually, I like that better.
Yeah. We're going to find out in a minute.
I like butt.
Yeah. I'm a fan.
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
Does it say how far we're in?
Huh?
Do we need to start wrapping this up?
Colleen, I don't know what this is. This looks like a fucking weather report.
It does, I guess.
He'll let us know when we're done.
It says it's going to rain. Here comes Scott.
Where did everybody go?
Hold on. We're just going to act like we're talking about the magic.
Man.
I'm telling you right now, Pat Garrity is the best magic basketball player ever.
I don't know, man.
Bro, we've been talking about the magic the whole time.
He is not happy.
That was a good talk we had, man. We had a lot of talk about the magic.
I don't think I ever need to talk about them again.
Yeah, we went really deep into the magic topic. It was good to talk about, man. it was good to talk about, and the NBA's coming back.
That's it, Scott. We're wrapping it up.
Yeah, NBA's coming back. We talked a lot of Magic basketball, and let's wrap it up.
BJ, thank you so much for coming.
Yeah,
on
BJ,
our show
thank
today.
You. We love you.
Thank you guys, so
Jill,
much.
Thank you for making.
We're
going to
talk about the Magic.
Yeah, Brent, thank you for bringing
the
great
Magic
meat.
Now.
Yeah,
we have a couple stories.
We've been talking 30 minutes about it.
Are you sure?
We did our...
I'm sure there's another story you got that I could speak
of.
I learned about Scott. Yeah, Rogers quotes.
I did
really
some Mr. Rogers quotes. Everything's good,
I
man.
I sat in Sam Vincent's car once.
Yeah, man. Well, listen, thank you for coming, BJ. It was a great
thank
it was
you guys
an
so
honor, bro.
Much.
I love you.
Hospitality's amazing.
Share the shit out of the episode.
Oh, yes.
It was
oh,
awesome, guys.
Yeah.
Like, really.
Brent, thanks for cooking and coming, babe.
Thank you all.
Brent, thanks for coming, buddy.
Thanks for
Scott. Thanks
smoking
for
smoking my butt for me.
Thanks for showing up, Scott.
All right,
Joe. Thanks for coming over and talking for 4 minutes. That's it, man.
You know, so worried
Jill
about
and Amy
children
back there
out there swimming.
Yeah, hey. Amy, Jill, thank you.
Hey, next episode
awesome.
Is going
nice
to be episode 50.
Episode 50 is going to
be
a problem.
Our next episode.
Yeah, like what's up? Like, why the fuck did you throw my Mr. Rogers?
Why do you assume I threw that?
I
said
saw
it,
you on a video. Do
I
it.
Set it over there because I almost spilled my beer on it, and I didn't want to damage it because I love that fucking book. Right, Colleen?
What?
Safety protocols.
I'm going to cut that out because that's a lie. No,
I got to go.
Our show.
Best book ever.
She won't even lie for me.
You threw it twice,
what
dude.
Do you expect for somebody who doesn't cook?
Mean lean.
I don't need to cook.
Oh.
Joanie's.
I got a man.
Oh.
What you mean got
thought
to do with
going somewhere
me?
A little further than
I'm
that.
I'm getting though. Cocky, Colleen.
Right?
Listen, okay.
Get a little cocky, Mean Lean.
I would have to go back to TV dinners if I didn't have Brent. No joke.
Yeah?
Because I'm lazy.
Do you notice that she has not yelled at Brent at all?
She got a little...
Because she can't cook.
When Brent was talking about going to Hawaii for about a week, she just... The eyes raised.
I was trying to say she could come with me.
She can't cook.
It's so funny when he says things like for his work trips. He's like, oh, she can come with me. Like anybody would watch our kids for that long.
How
of
bad
time.
Can you be at somebody if you can't cook?
Yeah, that's true, Colleen.
Well, we got a year to throw it out there for...
That's so fucking true. Like it applies in so many levels of everything. If you can't cook,
that's
you got to be...
My three-year-old. My three-year-old nephew, you know, he gets so mad at me, but you know, what's he going to do?
Yeah, but he can't cook. What?
You can't cook.
What you going to do? Come on.
Get mad if you want to.
Yeah, Ava's like that. Buddy. Ava can make macaroni and cheese. She can make whatever she wants. But I have to do it. She's like, yeah, you make macaroni and cheese. Well, I'm busy, baby. Go ahead and make it. I'm not hungry. It's like, see, you just asked me to make it.
She's too nice.
No, she's lazy. Kids are lazy, man.
That's true.
Not just kids.
Kids are lazy. I was lazy as fuck when I was a kid.
We got up and we did stuff. We played Manhunt.
Well, yeah, but I'm talking about cooking. I just won't eat.
Manhunt now is Hello Neighbor, I think is what it's called.
Yeah.
It's all based on Roblox. There's this game
Man,
that everybody runs
I gotta
around.
Go now.
And that's what
Roblox.
They do.
I'm on vacation.
Yeah, it's a wrap. We ain't talking about Roblox.
That's what it is, bro. They
we
don't
just
have
talk,
Manhunt no more.
We just talked about the Magic for 45 minutes, bro.
No Manhunt.
Well, listen, it was great talking about the Magic with you guys. It was a good time.
I hope they make it into the little tournament thing so they can disappoint all their fans.
Oh, man.
I'm editing that for sure.
All right, I love all you guys.
Right. Bye.
Bye, guys. Bye. Love you.
Bye.
Daisy's in a tube top screaming from the top of her lungs. This all ends tonight. Daddy's on the floor. He's screaming for more. I see you're gonna be alright. Daisy's in a tube top screaming from the top of her lungs. This all ends tonight. Daddy's on the floor. He's screaming for more. I see you're gonna be alright.
Dude, that shit's killer! Oh, dude, that was awesome!